Good morning. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson met Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez at the NATO summit yesterday, where the pair agreed to deepen their relationship and discuss Brexit issues, so the Prime Minister's office said. The leaders discussed their shared commitment to deepening the already strong UK-Spain bilateral relationship across a huge range of issues, including trade, defence and security, so a Downing Street statement said. Meanwhile, Spain is to host the next NATO summit in 2022, the organisation announced yesterday, after allies met in Brussels. We look forward to meeting again in Spain in 2022, followed by our next meeting in Lithuania, it announced. Spain had offered to host the 2022 summit last week. It will coincide with the 40th anniversary of Spain's membership of NATO. It'll be the second time Spain's hosted the summit in 25 years after the transatlantic security partners met in Madrid back in 1997. Holiday booking company TUI has cancelled more trips to Greece, Spain and Italy until July, as it was announced that the UK's Freedom Day is being pushed back for 4 weeks. It's already been forced to cancel bookings before during the pandemic, so it is believed that the latest decision is a bid to avoid losing more money. The move comes after Jet2 cancelled all international flights and holidays up to the 1st of July, and EasyJet is reviewing its flights in the wake of traffic light chaos. Jet2 originally suspended its services up until June the 24th, when the green list in the UK was announced. And Spain's economy is likely to grow 2.2% in the second quarter from the January-March period, when it shrank 0.5% thanks to rising internal demand unleashed by looser COVID restrictions and rising vaccination rates, so the central bank said yesterday. After a record 10.8% slump last year, the central bank expects gross domestic product to expand between 4.6% and 6.8% this year, with its central scenario pointing to a 6.2% growth, up from 6% in its previous outlook released in March. It also raised its forecast to 5.8% for next year from 5.3% previously, and to 1.8% for 2023, up from 1.7%. In the second quarter, its quarter-on-quarter growth forecast ranges from 1.4% to 2.7%. It also predicted a services and consumption-driven recovery, thanks in part to savings accumulated by Spanish households, to be buoyed by a gradual recovery of the labour market and the implementation of EU-funded business projects. But with international travel likely to remain subdued amid concerns over more contagious COVID-19 variants, the bank does not expect the tourism-dependent economy to reach pre-pandemic levels until the end of 2022. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.